Let's go to the hotline now, and joining us, we have day trading expert Jay Ratliff. Jay, how are you on this Friday morning?
I'm taking oxygen. I mean, it's been quite couple of interesting weeks.
So let me recap the week. On Monday, the Dow goes up over 1,200 points. Tuesday, it's down almost 800. Wednesday, it's up almost 1,100. Yesterday, down almost 1,000. That's a volatile market.
And you're leaving out all the fun of last week.
Right.
So, yeah, absolutely. It's you know, the market has been, as you know, without any measurable volatility for so long that when it reappears, people absolutely freak out. We refer to that volatility or fear index all the time. It's a scale, and you can follow it on bigcharts.com at VIX, and you can see it's not a stock you can trade, but it shows the volatility index as it relates to the market as we kind of look forward over the next 30 days. It's been averaging 12, 13, 14, 15, and last week it hit nearly 50, and yesterday was floating near 40 because of the fact that investors right now, Ryan, they simply don't know where things are going to be going. The fear is up. The volatility has returned to the market in a bit with a vengeance. And I mean, today the futures are right down 500, but who knows if that means where it's going to go, because it's not where this market starts during the day. It's where it ends up.
And I was listing the final closing numbers, but throughout the day, you know, we've seen 500-600 point swings. I mean, you know, again, it, like the Dow futures down almost 500 points. It could go up 500 points by the middle of the day. It's been that crazy. To me, it seems like this is going to be a problem for quite a while, because there's still so much we don't know about the virus and the spread of it, and then that trickle-down effect where events start getting canceled. We know the airline industry is taking a hit. What do you think long-term here within the next couple of months? How do you think it really impacts the economy?
Well, I think if you look at the fact that you mentioned airlines, look at the bigger scope of the travel industry. The travel industry is nearly a $5.8 trillion worldwide industry, 320 million employees. And when you look at all the working adults in the world, that means one out of every 10 is connected somehow to the travel industry. And if we're going to see a reduction in travel, and airlines are saying they've not seen this sort of a cutback in demand since after the attacks of 9/11, airlines, cruise lines, hotels, car rentals, restaurants, all of these industries are going to be connected in such a way that they're all going to be adversely affected. And that's why yesterday, Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines, I mean, their stock dropped 18% on no news attributed to Royal, just because all the airlines, cruise lines, and so many of the others are dropping. Warren Buffett, about a week ago, I wish you to check with me first, grabbed $45 million worth of Delta stock. He's down $3 billion on all his airline stock. Of course, he's not lost that because he's going to keep it. But airlines could see some further dropping as far as the share price, because right now there's a lot of uncertainty about the demand for future air travel.
Does this entire roller coaster stem directly from coronavirus?
Well, yes, most of it, Aaron. I mean, most of us were looking for some sort of a stock market correction of about 10%, or, you know, 10 to 15% is pretty much what we were looking at. The last one we had was November, December of 2018. The corrections occur normally after you hit a new high, and they take about 4 weeks to have a full correction. We had it in 4 days.
Yeah.
And a lot of it was driven by the fears of the coronavirus and the fact that the market had almost hit 29.6 at almost the exact same time. So you had several different components working at the same time that kind of created a perfect storm for this. And it looks like, at least from a volatility standpoint, the foot's not yet off the accelerator.
And we have jobs numbers coming out today, and we still have to get a better understanding of how the supply chains are truly impacted by all of this. It's going to be, I think we're going to see this volatility for a little while here. Hopefully, though, when we have these big losses, we come back with big gains, too, like we had this week, to at least even everything out.
But again, as long as that uncertainty is there, Ryan, we're going to see the volatility. It's going to be a while for that, though.
Day trading expert Jay Ratliff. Jay, we'll catch up with you Monday, and we'll take a look at what happens today and over the weekend, and we'll preview next week.
I'll be ready.
All right. Thanks so much, Jay. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Kevin Carr, Fat Guys at the Movies Reviews. Right now, Earl Pitts.